Patriots. So we're now beginning the movement to St. Louis, Missouri. There are people that are now beginning to go. I'm getting messages, people on the road, starting the migration to what will be, I believe, one of the greatest events in human history. And that event won't be defined by just numbers. It'll be defined by the power of prayer that we're about to bring into this world as we unify and humble ourselves before God. This is truly an epic time. And it's a time that I think we're all going to be amazed at what's about to happen in the coming days. And it's no surprise that as we are heading into this week, all sorts of other crazy nonsense is starting. As we migrate towards the event of the century, the event of the millennium, the event perhaps of the history of man, the greatest revival that probably has ever been organized. On Monday, they're supposed to approve the vax by the FDA. Just a small little token of a crime against humanity to try to exterminate humanity. Who knows what we're heading into? But what I do know is as we go, we are all going to be blessed by God. I want to begin tonight by thanking all of the patriots that have contributed to this event. This is a donation-driven event, and even the tickets are based on a donation for you to decide what price you want to pay. I'd encourage you to continue to donate because we're still raising money for the event, but we trust in God and we'll bring it all together. But it's amazing to just see the generosity and the grace that's being shown by so many, because this is our event for God. It isn't one or the other. We're all stewarding this together. Our participation is about this. So encourage you all to continue to support it as you can. But this is truly amazing. And I've said this many times, and it's important. If you can't afford tickets, that should not stop you. Okay? You can reach out to us at tickets@bardsfm.com and we'll ensure you get some. So it's that simple. So that's where we are. An amazing time. And it's an amazing event to see it come together. The details are coming into place. There's so many moving parts right now. And yet, I just trust totally in how God's moving this with us. And it's going to be something to be remembered. A few highlights that are just so you know, we are going to be live streaming on, or Bright Day on TV is going to be live streaming the event. Lindell TV will be live streaming the event. We have another Patriot outlet that I'm still working with that will be live streaming the event. And then we have Clout Hub, which will be live streaming the event through their meetings, new meetings feature. Clout Hub has teamed with us. We have some big announcements to make at BardsFest about the work that Clout Hub is doing with us going into this next year. It's incredible and it's totally honored. And all the, what we'll call the builds, the digital builds to make that happen are already done. So it's amazing what's coming. We have Expedition Coffee going to be there as a sponsor, and you can try Expedition Coffee and all the great other supplements that are coming with that whole wellness package that we're going to be rolling out. And we have our water sponsor, which is Divine Water, which is water that comes from a, it's never been touched by man. It's pure water, and they're going to be having water there. They're going to be our water provider for that event. So, I mean, we'll have water for sale by bottle, but it's all going to be provided by Divine Water. They're amazing. So, it is going to be an amazing time. And we've got our Ferris wheel, and we have our scrambler, and we have our House of Mirrors, and we have our huge inflatable ninja course. It's like, I don't know, something like a quarter mile long or something like that. All indoors. Those are indoors. The other stuff's outdoors. We have a big vendor area. We have like 20 different vendors coming with, from t-shirts to books to sketches. It's going to be great. So it's a very exciting. We have an ice skating rink, cornhole area, county by county breakouts room. We even have one room dedicated. We made a small theater out of it. So we're going to be running Patriot films the whole time. This is going to be truly incredible. Plus our great speakers and our performers. So encourage you to be there. It's going to be something to remember. So you can go to bardsfest.com, bardsfest.com, get your tickets or make your donations there to support the event. Being that there are people now beginning to leave tonight, and some people have left today. Others are leaving tomorrow. Others are leaving on Sunday. It's starting the migration, and it's just going to be an amazing assembly of Patriots from around the country and literally from coast to coast. We're going to spend a little time just on prayer and reading of some great words tonight, some scripture and some other things. So I want to begin tonight, if you please join me in prayer as I read the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed by thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. One of the things as we do this is just to keep your prayers up for all of those traveling. There's going to be a lot of people traveling in the next few days. And please keep your prayers up as well for an event that can be without incident, that we can truly come together as God's children, celebrate his love, and demonstrate to the world the power of God's glory. Let us read Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence, and he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And you will tread on the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. These are very amazing times to live in which we are all part of a biblical history. I don't think ever there has been such an awakening of the love of God and the need for God as there is right now. And the beautiful thing is that, just to show you how God brings it all together, and you know this story, Bartsfest was never intended to be what it is today. The timing was unknown. The event was originally just a get-together for Bards fans. But as God moved this and as we prayed into this and let God lead us, we stewarded a direction along with everybody that came together to realize that this wasn't an event, another Patriot rally. This was a revival. And as we've stepped into that space to embrace it as a revival of our faith, a revival of the power of God within our nation, a revival of God upon the throne above all things in this nation, a revival to heal this land, to heal the many hearts, a revival for us to put ourselves humbly before God and to pray for the forgiveness of this land, to unify patriots, to bring them together with Christ heavy and alive in their heart. A time truly to assemble, proud of our faith, forward-leaning in our faith, unabashedly speaking the truth of our faith, and walking as warriors of Christ in this world without having to walk in the shadows, fearlessly walking, fearlessly assembling. That's what this event has become. And as we look at the whole culmination of things around the globe, around all things that are happening, it's incredible how many events are now literally happening simultaneously as we enter into one of the most critical moments and the critical needs of this world to have prayer, to heal, and to unite. This is truly an amazing time. Proverbs 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and a sand is weighty, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Wrath is cruel, anger is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. One who is full loathes honey, but to one who is hungry, everything bitter is sweet. Like a bird that strays from its nest is a man who strays from its home. Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from their earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend and your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother who is far away. Be wise, my son, and make your heart glad, that I may answer him who reproaches me. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. Take a man's garment when he has put it up for security for a stranger, and hold it in pledge when he puts up security for for an adulteress. Whoever blesses his neighbor with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, will be counted as cursing. A continual dripping of a rainy day and a quarrelsome wife are alike. To restrain her is to restrain the wind, and to grasp oil in one's hand. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Whoever tends to a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who guards his master will be honored. As in water face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects the man. Shiloh and abandon are never satisfied, and never satisfied are the eyes of man. The crucible is for silver, and the furnace is for gold. A man is tested by his praise. Crush a fool in a mortar with a pestle, along with a crushed grain, yet his folly will not depart him. Know well the condition of your flocks, and give attention to your herds. For riches do not last forever, and does a crown endure to all generations? When the grass is gone and the new growth appears, and the vegetation of the mountains is gathered, the lambs will provide your clothing, and the goats the price of a field. There will be enough goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household, and the maintenance of your girls. Amen. The thing that we must never forget is that the power of faith and our trust in God is the only thing we need in this world. For all the things that we worry about and are surrounded with, all of these issues that we must confront and deal with, and it will weigh heavy on the heart, all of that is lifted when we put our faith in God. Right now, there's really no truth that we can count on. Details of certain events are just that, details. They should be emotionless as we look at them, though it's hard to do. The fact is that what we're really witnessing more than anything is a constant and perpetual manipulation of either anger or sorrow, fear and enslavement. These sorts of things are constantly being pushed upon us, and we have to make hard choices every single day. And so it's only through our relationship with God that we're able to discern that and walk steady in this world without being attacked or influenced by those agents of the mind, the provocateurs of deceit and the separation of God. Our faith must be strong and clean, a pure connection with the Almighty. And as we commit ourselves fully to His love, fully to the love of Christ Jesus that rests within us as we walk within the body of Christ, those powerful strides that we make are absent of any sense of fear. They are a walk in peace. They are a walk in the strength of peace. They are a walk in the stride and strength of the knowledge of peace, with the ferocity of righteous indignation when certain lines are crossed and the foundations of faith are attacked. Our relationship with God is not just sacred, it's who we truly are within. And under no circumstances can anything threaten that. And that's a perspective that we lack too often, I should say. And that perspective is that when people attack us, we feel like pulling back. But it can't be accepted. Because those attacks, the attack on God is an attack on us personally, and it's an attack on the very nature of who we are. If we truly embrace the power of our faith, we truly embrace the true love of God and the fact we walk within the body of Christ, attacking those things, those virtues, those aspects of who we are is attacking our very true nature, the true nature of who God made us to be. Why shirk away? Why do we cower back? Why are we timid in the face of this? Are we trying to think that we can make peace with an evil that seeks nothing but to destroy us? An evil that relishes in destroying God's creation, scrambling its DNA, watching the suffering of the many? An evil that relishes in the pain of death, relishes in the destruction of the aborted child, relishes in the destruction of human life through war that they create? We're not an evil people, but there are elements that drive this narrative in the world that are truly and purely evil. And those are the ones that seek to prove to us that we are truly so flawed that we cannot get along. I argue differently. As we walk within the body of Christ, we are firm, we are resolute, we are gracious, but at the same time, we are unwavering and unintimidated. We are rested and grounded in the knowledge that God gives us, the wisdom that God passes through us, and the words and the grace that God provides. There is no hesitation in that stride. There is no fear to proclaim our love for Christ, nor is there any fear or concern to proclaim ourselves as warriors of Christ. That resolve, that commitment in life is one that when we vocalize it and put it out front, we're truly taking a step forward in proclaiming our love and are part of being in God's arms. But when we shirk away, when we're afraid to speak it, we fail. Why would we do such a thing? Why would we honestly hesitate to proclaim who we truly are? Why would we hesitate to say that we're so proud of being in love with Christ? And yet this world has tried to demonize Christ in such a way that we've even had to shirk back from saying that for fear that other people will judge us. Who cares? Truly, who cares? Because we aren't a part of this world. We're not of this world. We're simply here doing missions for God in this world. And in such an important time as this, we must be strong to step into this world and be bold in our love for Jesus Christ and our absolute love above all things to God Almighty. Anything less than that, and we're demonstrating weakness with a creator that has given us nothing but strength. That's the part that we struggle with internal, too many of us that is, to try to say, try to hesitate, try to whisper, I'm a Christian. I don't know, or I don't know what I am. That's too many times the problem. If you've accepted Christ in your heart, you're a warrior. Christ was the greatest warrior to walk this earth. He was the greatest radical and revolutionary to walk this earth. And if you walk with that strength, anything that comes at you that tries to say otherwise is attacking your very nature. There is no room for that. Sure, there's compassion for those that are wandering and seeking, but the true evil that we confront, that evil has no good intent. And we must approach that evil with the confidence, the security, the absolute conviction that that evil will not stand. In fact, that evil will do more than that. It will bow to us, not because we are kings, but because we are part of the greatest king and the greatest power ever to exist. It's that simple. And as we walk in the ambassadors of this world, of his glory, then we must accept the fact that as we confront evil, evil will gnash and gnarl at us and be angry. Because it hates us. Why does it hate us? Because we represent all that is good, all that is perfect, all that is gracious in this world. And they represent death. Their souls are dead. They have nothing to look forward to. And their entire world and life has been dedicated towards mocking God, humiliating God's creation, and reveling in the pain that they can give to God's children. We must walk with the strength in this world to be untouched by the gnashings of evil. Christ walked with Satan and was unaffected. This is how we must be. And that power and that strength that we have as we walk in the pure grounding of faith is so profound. It is so absolutely profound that nothing can shake us. Nothing can disturb us because our mission is purely this simple thing, to occupy this land and to expand God's kingdom. That is our mission. That is what we are here for. And that's one mission we must never, ever stop doing. It's not a mission that you look forward to of finding a time in your life when you can throw your feet up and you can retire. That mission never ends until our breath stops. So next week, as we come together in this amazing time, in this amazing hour at Bard's Fest, to assemble as patriots and Christians from all over this country, we're not assembling as a rah-rah group. We're not assembling simply because it's a church gathering or something. We're assembling because your heart calls you. We're assembling because the remnant is assembling. The remnant that God has called to this time and this place. It's a fearless remnant. It's a remnant that's coming together to let the world see who we are. A powerful force of righteousness. A powerful force of God's glory. A powerful force that's willing to stand in the gap without any fear against the greatest evil this world can deliver, whatever that is. Because there's nothing that can defeat us. Iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. That's the force in which we are. And together we are stronger. But as we come to realize how strong we really are, distance is no longer an issue. Too many times we feel in this period that we are alone, but we're never alone, and we never have been. Instead, it's been a time and a place where God has scattered his children around to be the remnant to change the world. Because in each of his own, in each place that we are in, we must be there. We must be there to do God's work. Deuteronomy 4:27, and the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. We accomplish nothing when we sit in echo chambers and speak to ourselves. But when the Lord scatters us across this land to be in the many different places we are, those millions of voices that may seem in the moment like one person is separated from another are speaking a chorus in unison that literally shakes the foundations of everything this world is. And we're doing it. And we're continuing to do it. And we must continue to climb that mountain and climb that narrow path to accomplish the greatest mission of all. In this life, in this time, our mission is to reset God on the throne above this nation. This nation, ironically, has always been a monarchy. It's a monarchy ruled by the will of the people and a government that is subordinate to the people's will. A monarchy with God on the throne above us. And underneath that, God has given us the ability, has granted us the trust to choose a government that will best represent a way forward for us, that will honor him above all things. We are not there right now. Far from being there. In fact, we are quite the opposite. And so our clean out has to be extreme. The concept of muckraking, of shoveling the poo out of this horse's stall, is a good metaphor because there's a lot of poo to shovel. But we must shovel it, and we must downsize this government. We must make subordinate the government that we choose to us. And all of this must be accountable to him, humbly placing ourselves before him. When we reset that way as a nation, we find a new birth of this great idea called the United States of America, the Republic. It gets new breath. It's getting new life. And as we give it new life, it becomes the new shining beacon for the world. Who would want to restore the old when the old is so rotted with the death and the darkness of the evil? Instead, we let the old die as we rebuild the new right before their very eyes. And they can't stop that. They can't stop what's coming. Bard's Fest is also that. It's about bringing patriots together to share ideas and to realize that we can do this. We can break off and create the new Christian economy. And we can do so with great pride and great joy, knowing that God will lead us as we are true to him. So, patriots, this is truly an amazing time. No other time would I rather be alive than right now. And as challenging as it can be with all the threats of injections and roadblocks and concentration camps and so forth, let us have faith to know, one, that God is with us, and two, if it's really going to come down to rounding people up, we've got the biggest arsenal in the world of guns and ammo that the world has ever seen. But we hope we don't go there. The bottom line is, our freedoms that are given to us by God, unalienable rights, will never be taken away by men. and they can never be allowed to be taken away by men. It's that simple. We must now commit ourselves to stands, whatever it makes, whatever it takes, and give our life to a cause that is greater than us. This is not for us. This is a fight with God against a spiritual and dark and evil force. And the victory is what will define the future for our children and children's children and generations yet unborn. We cannot fail this mission. And this mission that stands before us is the greatest mission that God could ever entrust into his children, to literally save the world. Just a small little thing. But we can do this. We will do this. And the glory that we carry and the wonders that we have within us, thanks to our relationship and gifts that God gave us, allow us to stand in this time with confidence of knowing that this evil cannot and will not persist. It will try. It will fight. It will fight until the very end. But there comes a point that we will trample on the adder, and we will crush it underfoot, and it will never stand again. That time is not that far away, but the time to prepare is next week at Bardsfest. That's the true calling. That's the first call for battle, and it will be a vicious one, and we will, in the end, win. Again, a glorious time in which we live, a time to revive the power of being Christian, the glory of being Christian, the strength of being a Christian warrior. And that is the ultimate end of evil. Because when God's children come together and say emphatically no, and say so with the strength of the Lord behind us, no matter what noise evil makes, what gnashing it makes of its teeth, its threats, it will fail. And when it fails, it will fail miserably, because that's what always happens to those that walk the dark path. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, and we are blessed with being who we are in this moment in time. What seems outside, Lord, like a scattered and imperfect army is in truth in our hearts, unified with a common love and the strength in you. This is more a perfect army, composed of so many skills and talents that no one can defend against an onslaught that we could launch. You can't defend from the many vectors that we can deliver this battle. Thanks to you, Lord, you have brought together the remnant, the true remnant, with all of its varied gifts and talents to now stand this line, hold this line, and press in to crush this evil once and for all. Let us never forget that resolve, Lord. We pray that you can elevate the power and passion within our hearts, the strength to stand up and be relentless, to remember the power that Christ had not only to flip tables and to challenge the Pharisees, but also to be able to walk with that cross as after being whipped and then jeered and teased and even abused on his walk. We are grateful for such a sacrifice, for it humbles us each and every day, for it gives us life. And so, Lord, with few words more to say other than thank you, we humble ourselves before you, and we pray for the healing of this land. And as we close, we say these words, if we so choose. Send me, Lord. Oh, send me. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. We are truly unstoppable, patriots, for we have God with us in each and every step and breath. Let us prepare for next week. Keep your prayers up for the many that are beginning to travel. And be prepared for what will be truly one of the greatest events in human history. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. And until then, or until the next time, thank you. Good night. God bless. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose, reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now.
when sun sets down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow, oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.